Devonport Mayor Steve Martin's with us. Morning, Steve.
Good morning, Garen.
Thanks for coming in. How's it all going?
Oh, look, things are starting to really fire up. You know, we've just allocated the tender for the construction of a public car park in Steel Street, King Street area, which will provide around about 96 new car spaces, and that's to be adjoined with the new Taswater development in that area.
Okay, so you've given a certain amount of those spaces to employees of Taswater.
Well, 30 of them will be leased to Taswater.
Right.
So they'll be paying for them.
Yes.
Yeah. Can't let that get slipped by.
And the rest is public space.
And the rest is public space, and they'll be allocated in the regards to pay and display. And there's three spaces that will be dedicated to disability parking.
Okay, so that's going to be done by a local firm, Oliver Kelly Construction.
Yes, it's awarded on Monday night. It's a over $600,000 project.
All right, well, good for them, and good to see a local firm getting some work there. So when do you expect that to start?
We expect that to start within the next month or so.
Right, meantime, the Rook Street car park closed.
Yes, it has.
And how long is that going to be?
That'll be about 18 months, the whole time that we're going to build the phase one or the living city plan.
Oh, sure. I say that car park's not returning.
That's
correct. Why you're building another one.
Yes.
Yes. So so that's for phase one of the living city project, right?
Yes,
there.
That's correct. Yep.
Okay. Any advice on where people should park at the moment?
Well, our car parks are certainly not operating at its optimum, our other car parks. So you've still got pay-as-you-leave in Best Street, as we call it.
Yeah.
You've got Formby Road Car Park, which is the C-Max car park, as we know.
Yeah.
King Edward Street at the back of the mall area. And, of course, we've got Payne Street Avenue, which is at the back of Southern End Rook Street as well. So there's parking available, and there's, I think if you want to go a little bit further out, there's still Wenvo Street. There's some spaces there. And, of course, Victoria Parade parking, which is next to the fire station.
We're pretty lucky, really, to have so many public parking lots, because a lot of towns this size just don't have that many.
No, and, look, we're fragmented shopping.
Yeah.
In Devonport. So we've inherited a lot of spot car parking, and Living City, of course, will produce a multi-storey car park right in the middle of the town that everybody can use.
Now, you want some community feedback on a new draft pedestrian strategy.
Yes, we've had community consultation before, which fed into this strategy, and we've put it all together and we've come out with it, and now we're putting it back out to the public saying, have we got it right? Is it what you've told us that we've covered off on having good pedestrian pathways in key locations such as schools or recreation centres, community facilities, and even the support for the Northwest Pathways? So now we're sort of saying, here it is, have we got it right? Please come back to us on the council website, Speak Up Devonport. And, yeah, hopefully we've got it right. We've put in, or we're going to put in, some additional lighting along the section of Victoria Parade foreshore in the 2016-17 budget, and that's because the community said they wanted it to be made more safer.
Yeah.
So lighting was part of it.
I agree, yep.
And so that's all included in it, so we need people to sort of say, yep, and you got it right, tick it off.
It's not just the CBD area of town, it's all over town, like East Devonport included.
Oh, my word. It's the East Devonport retail precinct. We're talking about the Northwest Coastal Pathway. It's about where the most benefit we can get for the most people.
Put your view across to council on pedestrian strategy. Again, go to the council website, which is devonport.tas.gov.au, and you can follow the link there.